Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to, and I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it. Somebody just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have. I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong, I'm wise, I am better, so much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lord. Oh, good God Almighty. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it. Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never
Thank you.
no greater love than the one you have for me. Oh, love, so tender, sweet and mild. There is none greater. There is none greater. Your mercy, so tender, erasing my transgression. There is no greater love, no greater love than the one you have for me.
Every night. Hello, good evening, happy Sunday, salutations, all of that. What's going on, everybody? This is Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, your humble host for this evening. I want to ask that you guys keep my partner in praise in your prayers. She's a little under the weather this evening. And it's just going to be me hanging out with you at the Inspiration Factory, one of the many offerings of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. 319-527-6300 is the number to dial. In the chat rooms, you must dial a number before 11 o'clock if you want to continue on with us. And this is the brainstorm of none other than author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet. So, as all of you know, the Inspiration Factory is a profanity-free platform for praising God, sharing poetry, and just uplifting one another. But before we start any show, there's one thing we must do, and that's pray. So if you would all just meet me at the throne for a moment. Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening, first and foremost, asking forgiveness for anything that we may have done that was displeasing to you. Father God, we, as much as this country, are in need of you, Lord. We ask your presence to be present tonight in this platform, but more importantly, Lord, we ask that you would show up and show out in this world in which we're living today. Father God, I want to hold up my brother Van and his family, Father. I want to hold up a good friend of mine, Ken, Stan the man. Father God, we ask that you would just meet them where they are, supply their needs, Father God. Help them through whatever it is they're going through. You know, we ask your blessings upon those who are recently in mourning because of someone dear that they've lost. We ask that you would protect and guide the homeless, the many, many homeless in this country, Lord. Father God, we just giving this to you this evening, we just ask that you would have your way. And we pray this in the mighty and precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay. With that most important process done, now we can start the show. And it's kind of unfair tonight. Excuse me. Because Van's not here, so I don't get to throw him under the bus and have him do his piece first. But it is what it is, and we'll get past that. We'll work our way through it. And you know how I think I can do that? I can open up Danielle's mic and throw her under the bus.
You really, you're going to throw me under the bus. It's all good. I've been getting, you know what? I'm just going to take a residency in the Sui Hole because I stay throwing under the bus. It's all good.
That's why you
wear
them tread-proof blouses and things, huh?
That's right. I got strong shoulders, you know. My, you know, Creator gave me some really strong shoulders to bear the weight. So if y'all gotta let something off your chest, you know, and I gotta be, you know, the vehicle for it, so be it. I'm here.
Yeah. You know, we all have a purpose.
There you go. Y'all gonna stop messing with me.
Probably not, but it's a good concept.
I do have a piece. I was playing around with something I wrote a while ago, just tweaking it just a little tiny bit, but I do have a piece nonetheless.
Okay. I kind of was confident in that, you know. You always prepared.
Well, thank you. I don't know how to take that. Thank you.
Wow. From little old innocent me, I am.
You always say little old innocent me. Your feelings
yes,
hurt.
And you always picking on me.
Me? Picking on you? Y'all hear this? Lord. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. I love y'all all the same. You know it.
That's what family's good for. You know, we can do what we want, but they're always there for us. Within reason.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't have no problem with that. You know, since I you know, since he put y'all in my life, I have actually been experiencing pure love and acceptance, and I'm grateful for it. So y'all can pick all you want. You know, I mean, I'm still combative. I'm still a brat, but I love
you. Think?
Right back.
I was talking to somebody over here.
I'm sure. Who are you talking to? Huh? Who are you talking to? You answering spirit?
Pablo.
Is that what you do?
Pablo. That's my evil twin.
You're a mess. You're a mess. Oh, my goodness. Lordy.
So, Danielle, a.k.a.
Yeah.
Perla Negra, what do you bring for us tonight?
Like I said, this is from my archives. This is called I Am His Child.
I like that. I like it a lot. Mic is yours.
Thank you. You want me battered, tattered, broken, and bruised. But you should understand my strength. It comes from what I've been through. And God holds my hand to pull me up in case I fall through. So no, I refuse to become friends with the pattern on the floor, because each blessed step is already mapped out by the sun, the moon, the stars, and more. I keep my head up because God wants me to. His love is in me. I guess it's sort of a humble vanity. So if you see me look down, trust me. A pebble popped into my shoe, and I need to get it out to toss it back at you. I know you wait for me to stumble, perhaps even fall. But, baby, you still don't get it. I've got the strongest safety net of all. You see, I am at peace indeed and divinely inspired. I am unconditionally loved and highly favored. That means I am completely covered. So my heart remains as open as the ocean, with a blessed sparkle of hope in my eyes, without judgment, contempt, or despair. And my arms are always welcoming to give comfort and protection, because his love is always beside me and inside me. It's all around me. I shine bright and I vibrate high. I am his child. And that's that piece.
Okay. I was going to ask you, are you sure about that? But that piece spoke of nothing but confidence. So I know that you know that you know that you know that you're sure about that. So there's no need in asking that question.
Let me tell you something. I can be arrogant in the love of the Lord, because I know him. I know his love, and I know what he puts inside me. I know the kind of heart he gave me. I know I'm covered all in his life. So I don't have to worry. There's a saying that goes, I don't even know why I worry so much when God got me.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problem. So, yeah, I'm going to be very, very arrogant. I got a massive ego when it comes down to spirit. Don't play with it. I'm trying to tell you. Oh, honey. I'm trying to tell you. Because
I've
seen what he can do.
You're right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, I've heard that piece. And each time you share that piece, it's like your level of confidence, your level of surety, your level of trust has risen a little bit, you know. And you, I like the way you talk about stumbling and falling, and but yet you back it up by saying, in and through it all, my faith hasn't wavered. You know, and I see that that's what has enabled you to stand back up and keep it moving. And then you even share, and after you even share some of the responsibilities that we have as a child of his.
Mm-hmm.
Love everyone. And you said something about your arms still yet open.
Always.
That's what's required. It's not easy to do. But that's what
no,
required.
It isn't. Mm-hmm. Ooh, honey. Mm-hmm.
So
you know
really
what?
I commend you on that piece.
You know what? It is hard to keep your arms open, to offer comfort when you know, for me personally, all the tests that I've been taken through, all the trials and tribulations, if you will, that I've gone through, you know, because this world can give you its butt to kiss at certain
mm-hmm.
times when you are down at your lowest point. It seems like that's when you get kicked the hardest. But I got lifted back up because I he picked me up, and I haven't been back down since. So my love, man, what I'm charged with, I do my duty. I do my due diligence. I do my job. I know what it is. Okay? And you know what?
I know that's right.
It gets easier. It actually gets easier and easier. Knowing what he's done, you already know he's got the rest. All you got to do is extend the what part of him that he wants you to, and he's got the rest. So
uh-huh.
it's not really too hard these days, you know. Just people have to be open as well to him.
We take something so simple and make it complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep.
Placing our will and our desires before his. When all we have
mm-hmm.
to do is just go with the flow, allow him to guide us.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how we were. No, I'm not going to say that's how we were made. That's how we became. But that's okay. We can get past that too.
Absolutely. All things are possible
yes.
through him. All things.
There you go.
There's nothing we can't do. Okay, yeah, I'm trying to tell you, I have lived to see it. I've seen him move things out of my way, remove people
mm-hmm.
from my life, causing me trauma, okay, ease my financial situation when I really, really
mm-hmm.
got afraid that I wasn't going to, I didn't know how I was going to pay this, you know, as they say, you got to rob Peter to pay Paul. Man,
mm-hmm.
it's been times when I didn't know when my next meal was coming, and all of a sudden, boom, here comes something popping up. He always
mm-hmm.
makes a way for me. It always has. But what can I do? But
it's
know.
No coincidence that they call him a way maker.
There you go. There you go. There you go. Yes, yes, yes. Woo.
Yes, indeed. Well, you know, Danielle, when we get to talk, we can sit up here and just bogart the radio all night long. Just me and you. You know, sometimes Zane gets the input, but generally it's just me and you. But I'm going to let you be the first person in the Love Lounge. Actually, I'm going to leave your mic open, and you can hang out if you choose to, or if you got other things to do, you can do that too, because she's helping me out behind the scene as well. But we're going to bring
I'm
on
here.
The next caller. No, we're not. I have to do my piece. Van's not here to get me back with that.
Look at you.
So I have to mm-hmm. I have to sing for him too. So, no, Paul, you're not going to get away with that. So.
Oh, yeah.
Well, y'all know
ready.
I'm special.
Yes, we know. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Only Keys Can Open Doors. Each of us are doors that we place different parts of us behind. Doors that we think protect us from losing our minds. Doors that hide aspects of us we hope no one else can find. You know, the traits and actions and dirty little secrets that are and were way out of line. When we get hurt, we lock emotions up, so we think. when we are sad or dismayed, we lock grief away instead of facing it, processing it, making us stronger and better prepared to face yet another day. Since that we aren't proud to be known, we think locked behind one of our doors, they are safely stored and can be ignored. The truth of the matter is that those locked doors can be opened. And we all know that everything done or hidden in the dark will eventually come to the light. All of our dirty little secrets, insecurities, horrible deeds, and or our frights. And while they remain locked, festering away, someone waits patiently for us to simply say, I need you, Father, to help me find a new way. I need you, Father, to touch, cleanse me, and to restore. I need a reminder that only keys can unlock locked doors. And you, my King, my Savior and my Lord, are the key to unlock my locked doors. And that's that piece.
That's what I'm talking about right there. That's what I'm talking about right there. I like that last line. You are the key to unlock my door. I like that. I like that. That needs to be on a t-shirt.
You know, I heard that a few weeks passed when I went to another church that my nephew was preaching at, and I went to support him. And I heard that in the course of that service. And I said right there, there's something in there. And I wrote it down real quick so I wouldn't forget it. And I put it in my little file for working poems. And then tonight I said, you know, you have to get something for tonight. And that's the one that popped up. And I began to write, you know. It all came back with what was told to me when I heard that phrase, you know, yes, he is the only key to unlock those doors. And things we thought are locked up behind Fort Knox. Nah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, that's the things that we're trying to hide, as well as those things that we're trying to shield ourselves from.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't. He's got us through that process. We need to go through that process to grow.
You know what's crazy? Well, because we know omnipresent. We can't hide from him. We can't hide from him.
Where you gonna hide?
I don't care what you where you go, how you try to close your mind off, your heart off, you cannot hide from him. He is everywhere all the time. And it's just crazy.
Yeah, I mean,
it's craziness.
We are special as the human race. You have to remember, he created everything. So what do you think in his creation you can hide from him?
Nowhere.
He knows all the nooks and crannies. He knows those places we ain't found yet. You can't hide.
I used to think I could hide. I believe deep down in my heart that I was hiding from him. Seriously. I said, if I don't think about it, he won't know about it. Ooh, honey, I'm trying to tell
right.
you. Okay? If I don't talk to him, because you know what? That was before I knew that you didn't have to speak the word. He knows your heart. Mm-hmm. And I said, I was convincing myself. I said, well, as long as I don't say it, he ain't going to hear it. Man, it was terrible with me. I'm trying to tell you, but then I learned.
And how'd that work out for you?
Not too well. Because he found out, you know, and I got chastised by life because of that, you know. But then I came back home, and it's been good ever since.
I was just wondering if you had the same response to that as I did. You know, it didn't work out too good for me either. And I'm sure there's quite a few other folks that went second and third and fourth and so on with that motion. Absolutely. Well, we're going to bring on the next caller who has her hand raised and a brand new fresh ink, if I'm not mistaken, for tonight. And we have none other than Amelia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen. Good evening.
Good evening, Paul.
You know, don't take this the wrong way, but I love the way you come on with that. Because
say
you
what?
Remind me so much of, I said I love the way you come on with that every show, because it reminds me of Whitley from, what is that? That sitcom that was on. Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. It had Kareem Hardison in it. Oh, wow. Anyway, Whitney, she was the Southern Belle, light-skinned Southern, Jasmine Guy lady. But your voice reminds me so much of her. I get a tickle out of it. So, hey, Mimi.
Oh, really?
What's going on with you? It really does. I'm going to think of the name of that sitcom in a minute. Or before you get off the mic, I'm going to Google it and find it or whatever. But I'll let you know which one it was. But what's new in your life? What's new and gorgeous and great and fantastic and all of that in your life tonight?
God's glory is phenomenal.
Okay, I was about to say, it shouldn't take you that long to answer that. It wasn't a trick question.
So much floated through my mind when you said that, so I had to, like, think about it for a half a second.
That's all right. But there we go. Thank you, Danielle. A Different World. That was the sitcom.
Right. Okay. I thought that's what you were talking about. But wow. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate the compliment.
Yeah, that's my girl. Though. That's my girl. Yeah, but that her voice there, it just always it struck me as interesting. I liked it. So we have open mic tonight, so there's no restrictions other than, of course, but I don't have to tell you this, other than the profanity-free rule that don't change. So I'm going to fall back. Give you the mic and let you bless the mic. Mic is yours, Queen.
Okay. This piece I wrote for tonight, it is fresh ink. You are correct. It's called Neighbors Helping Neighbors. And it goes like this. In the Bible, we find Proverbs 27:17. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. In the past, neighbors used to help one another. If you had no food, they would bring you some. If you needed help around the house, they would come in and help you. Neighbors would watch out for your children, keeping them safe and also punishing them if they misbehaved. There was a sense of unity within the various communities, each person reaching out to help in whatever was lacking or needed. This improved everyone's life and kept everyone safe and healthy. When you share knowledge, when you assist others, you become smarter, wiser, but you bestow that gift to others. Again, we find in the Bible, Luke 10:25-37, the parable of the Good Samaritan. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What is written in the law, he replied. How do you read it? He answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. You have answered correctly, Jesus replied. Do this and you will live. But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? In reply, Jesus said, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So, too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said, and when I return, I will reimburse you for any expense you may have. Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers? The expert in the law replied, the one who had mercy on him. Jesus told him, go and do likewise. Far too many of us look the other way when there are folks in need. We make excuses why we can't help. The meaning behind both of these Bible passages is God sees all of us as his children. We are family and should be helping no matter what society may say about any group of folks. If I know how to cook a certain dish and you need that recipe and you know how to fix my electrical plug, together we will overcome what we are lacking and improve each other. This is what iron sharpens iron means. We will all improve when we think in a us mentality than an I mentality, because strength is when we pull together. Separate will fail. Self-centered mentality will always cause problems. This is what our Lord and Savior wants from us, to pull together in harmony and strength in order that we all are lifted higher. It is Satan that is humanity's enemy and works to divide the entire human race, using whatever differences can be utilized to bring destruction. We must not buy into the belief that any particular group of folks are more worthy than another or is more horrible than another. We must judge on a person's heart, mind, and soul, not what they look like, what money they have or don't have, but on how they treat us. By reaching out to folks, that will improve ourselves. It will empower us. It will bring understanding and knowledge of others as well as ourselves. Don't base your interactions on what others say. There are folks who may have issues, but let us look at healing our communities and bringing love to everyone. Please, folks, let us get back to our community strength by loving our neighbors and helping them. Remember, we are all on this planet together. By sharing wisdom and strength, we sharpen each other. Remember, love thy neighbor. To God be the glory. I'm so thankful to him for all his blessings and mercies, each and every person he has brought into my life, the good, the bad. They have all shaped me into the daughter of the Most High. Lord Jesus, you always sharpen my steel with your steel. I'm so humbled by your grace. Musings of Amelia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen. and peace.
Whoa. You kind of went in on that one. But it's something that needs to be spoken about. Yeah. Those days of communities joining in to help each other are gone. Those days of neighbors helping neighbors are gone. Those days of anybody caring about anybody but themselves are gone. You know, that's a very healthy and instructive reminder that that is our reasonable duty, you know. If we're to be ambassadors of the Most High, then we need to act that way. We need to act like Him. I appreciate that piece, Amelia, particularly with the scriptural backing. You know, so it wasn't just you talking things, you backed it up. Appreciate that.
My pleasure. I appreciate you giving the prompt because it gave me a chance to express myself in this way, and I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I thank you so much for bringing that to us. Daya, what did you think about that piece? If you're still here with us.
Oh, I almost couldn't unmute myself. It's a lot of truth in that piece. But you know, in order to preach on it, we need to live by it. A lot of us hold on to pettiness and anger that was caused and not try to make amends, you know, and it says clearly in there to love your neighbor, you know, and to release certain things. But that was a pretty strong piece. It was okay. It was all right. You know, some of us still have a lot of learning to do. We all have to go through that learning process. And we get there eventually. You know.
Some sooner than others. I mean, you know.
Absolutely.
I guess that's what's called the your spiritual maturity, you know. We don't
absolutely
hit things at the same time. I guess it would be kind of boring if everybody was on the same page at all the time, but that means everybody would be doing the same thing. And, you know, we need differences to keep us sharp or to teach us.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I like being challenged and at times reminded, because, you know, I'm far from perfect. So there are times when I need to hear things like them like that to remind me of, oh, maybe I'm not really doing this as much as I should be. You know, God brings us His word through a multitude of vessels, from that discerning eye and heart to receive it. So, Amelia, thank you very, very much for that piece.
My pleasure, King. Have a blessed rest of your day, and I'll fall back and listen to the rest of this show. Much love.
Thank you so very much. God bless you. One love, one mic. That was a very, very informative piece. Excuse me. I know I shouldn't be smoking, but the cigarette just made me choke.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hush. I knew you was going to hop in on that one. I thought you was off. See, I should have known. Well, I'm going to move things right along and bring on this next caller, who is also no stranger to the Inspiration Factory. Ladies and gentlemen, we have none other than Brother O. Greetings, sir. How are you tonight, King?
I'm good, brother. How are you feeling?
I'm great. I'm great. Thank you. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for asking.
Oh, you're quite welcome. So any good news yet, or are we still waiting for things?
Well, still waiting. Still waiting. But
okay.
Getting closer.
Yes, indeedy. That's right. Talk that into fruition. You know, the Bible says we have not because we ask not. We're also taught that patience is a virtue. There's something to be gained in the waiting process, though. When it does materialize, it's the perfect point to be of its most effectiveness. So, you know, we're with you in that waiting process, my brother.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Prayer.
That's the least that we can do. As you know, it's open mic tonight. So if you hadn't already done so, you could just dig in them archives and pull out from where you're led to come. What you got for us?
Thank you. This poem called My Hard Work and Dedication to Our Spoken Word Ministry Will Pay Off in Due Time and Season.
Okay. Now, was that the title or was that the piece? Let me stop. Brother,
no, that's the title.
These visitations for a title. Oh, I love you, bro. The mic is yours, Ken.
If you're faithful of a few things, God will rake you over much. If you shall reap the harvest in due time and season, if you faint not. My dear brothers and sisters, I've been performing poetry in Northwest Indiana and Chicago for 12 years with a high level of consistency. I set the bar high as it pertains to promote another poet. I won countless awards, including 3 National Spoken Word Awards for Overcoming the Year. And I've earned a great reputation of being the greatest supporter in the Chicago poetry community. You don't see the countless hours I spend writing my Thomas masterpieces, the countless times I revise and edit my poems, and the countless hours of preparation I put in before I go on open mic showcase and radio shows. You don't see the countless hours that I put in on promoting myself and my fellow poets, the countless times when people ask me for information about open mic events, radio shows, and shows, and the countless phone calls and emails that I receive asking for my advice. You don't see the hard work I put in to organize my weekly and monthly schedules, the hard work I put in to book my own events without the assistance of a manager, the hard work I put in to build my network to put myself in a position to finally get opportunities, go on tour, be interviewed for podcasts or radio shows. See, my dear brothers and sisters, I haven't always received the same amount of support that I willingly give to others. I haven't received the same amount of opportunities as the more established poets because I'm a naturally gifted storyteller than a performer. I haven't had the same amount of connections and resources to release my long-awaited books and CD projects. At times, it can be very discouraging because of perception of being overlooked by people, yet I still remain dedicated and faithful to my spoken word ministry. God always operates on his timing, not according to our plans and timing. At times, it may seem like, why is my hard work and dedication not being rewarded? Why some of my fellow poets prosper while I'm still struggling? When is it going to be my time to flourish and reap the benefits of my hard work and dedication to my spoken word ministry? I'm finally going to release my books that I've stored in my crates for over 10 years. And when are people finally going to recognize my gifts and talents and bless me with opportunities to perform on national stages? My dear brothers and sisters, I truly believe that all of my hard work and dedication will pay off when I least expect it to, because I completely trust in God's timing and stand on my unwavering faith that I will eventually experience my season of prosperity and abundance that I prayed for. That's at peace.
Oh, I guess it would help to take my phone off the mute when I'm trying to talk to you. Sorry about that. Brother O, as always, you come through challenging our thoughts and making us think about some things. And, but you also explore a lot about yourself in your pieces. So I appreciate your transparency and your pieces.
Yeah.
And then when you combine that with knowing the tenacity to which you go through life, it all comes together. You know, it speaks of you really being what you write about. I appreciate you for that.
Thanks, Paul. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Brother O, you ain't no stranger to the poetry field. That's for sure.
No.
I don't know if Danielle's with us or not. She was mainly hanging out and helping out Envy. Oh, you're here? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Your pieces are they always tell a story, Brother O, and it's a lot of transparency in it because they're your stories. Even if you make it sound like you're referring to someone else or talking in third party, you always do that, and that kind of makes it easy on other people that are going through the same thing or maybe facing similar issues.
Yes.
And I'm always glad to hear you on the mic. So thank you for that.
Thanks, Sister Tanya. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah. It's always a joy to have you stop through on our platform. So with that, I'm going to send you to join in with, well, Danielle's in and out of the praise lounge, but Amelia's over there. Hopefully you're going to hang out with us and listen to the rest of the program.
Okay.
Greatly appreciate your presence and your support, Brother O. God bless you, bro.
I bless you guys, too.
One love,
I appreciate
it. Thank you. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
All right. Now we have a couple more people. I was going to play some music, but I don't want to do that right now. I want to hear what these other callers have to say because I'm enjoying it thus far. So, that being said, I'm going to keep it moving right along. And I'm going to bring on somebody I haven't heard in here in a little bit. I don't know why he's been running from us, but I'm going to cut him some slack tonight. I'm not going to really jump on him too bad.
Mr. Bob, why you want to? Why you want to hurt me like that? You want to hurt me like that, man? Yeah, it's been a long time, man.
Y'all heard that?
Yeah, it's been a long time, man. You know, working two jobs and got my, you know, delivery service up and running too. So, it's
all right.
I still squeeze a little post in every now and then. But since I'm sitting up here in my desk right now at work, you know what I'm saying, in my office all by my doggone self. Ain't nobody else showed up today. So I'm in my office all by myself. So I thought I just buzzed in and see what was going on over here. You know, hey, everybody over there out here in poetry land, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's what I'm doing, man. I'm at work, and I'm trying to wait till 8 o'clock so I can go home. You know what I'm saying?
I know that's right. I know that's right.
Absolutely.
I definitely want to congratulate you on getting that business up and running, particularly during COVID time, you know, because things are really difficult.
Man, you know.
God is smiling face upon you, my brother.
Yeah, it gave me a chance to really just sit down and think this thing through. You know what I'm saying? And I really didn't think it was going to get off the ground. But when Amazon, Walmart, and Food for Less, actually Food for Less sent me a letter and wanted me to meet with their CEO, and Walmart and Targets and the rest of them, they just was like, okay, come aboard, you know. And the thing of it is I was designing my own app for these different products in these different stores, and they actually gave me an app. And I really don't have to do too much because it calculates all the taxes. It calculates what I spent as far as gas and the maintenance on the vehicles and stuff like that. So it actually calculates everything. So really, all I have to really do is keep my driver working. That's pretty much it, you know.
Wow.
If something happens, don't show up, you know, or somebody calls in a sick, well, then if I don't have a driver on hand, well, then I got to get out and go get jump in a truck and go. You know what I'm saying? Wow. So it is what it is.
So,
you know,
so he took you from not really thinking things were going to come into fruition to giving you more than you thought you was going to do, get made it easier, and got you into let me find somebody to say there's not a God and God ain't good. I defy you to tell me that when you hear stories like that.
Oh, you know, back in the day, to tell you the truth, back in the day, really, honestly, you know, I had actually wrote God off. You know what I'm saying? I had actually wrote God off, but then I come to realize all the things, the trials and tribulations I went through, going to prison and getting out of prison and living in the street and stuff like that. I learned it wasn't nothing but a lesson. You wasn't doing the right thing, so I was going to make it hard for you and force you to do the right thing. And, you know, when you start doing the right thing, the blessings come. Boy, let me tell you, the blessings come. You know what I'm
saying?
Yes,
they do.
So, you know, it is what it is. Absolutely. It is what it is.
I'm glad to hear
that.
So I'm
just happy, man. I'm happy. I'm growing. So I'm looking. I'm already looking to expand in 5 years. So I'm already planning already. So, you know, I'm looking to expand in 5 years. I'm trying to expand back to Boston. I so miss Boston right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm back home, California. But I'm so missing Boston right now. I'm missing my snow, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm missing
my
snow.
No, I don't. You have it.
I am so missing my snow right now.
Look, maybe we'll trade places and let me come out to Cali so then I'll have a chance to miss it because I'm right here in the midst of it. So we can trade places and you come back and get some snow. Just give me some of that sunlight.
But you're not. Boston, though, you in the Carolinas, right?
No. I'm in Pennsylvania.
Oh, you in Pennsylvania. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you ain't nobody right up the street. You ain't nobody right up the street across the bridge from New York. You know what I'm saying? 2.5-hour flight from Boston. So you ain't nobody nowhere.
Yeah.
I'm skipping the jump. When I get back to Boston, I'm definitely coming to Philly because I got to come out there and meet some of these folks. You know what I'm saying? And, oh, by the way,
come on
y'all.
Back, bro.
Yeah, by the way.
There you go. There you go. So even if you got to drive a truck this way and make a delivery, because you've expanded in this direction.
Okay. Yes, sir. But by the way, let me throw this bug in your ear. All right.
So what did you bring for?
This thing here, I got something in the works right now. I haven't met with all the people, but people in California trying to throw a poetry fest for December of next year. So we're working on this, and we're trying to thing with the hotel that's down the block from us, because this is in Hotel Circle where we're trying to do this thing at. It's right off the freeway, 10 minutes from the airport and everything. So I'm working on that right now with a group of people and a group of investors. And we have a meeting after meeting after meeting after meeting. And we haven't got a sure thing yet. But as soon as that cracks off, I will be sending out invitations. And this is not a everybody's event. This is going to be by invitation only. And it's going to be three nights. We're going to have erotic. We're going to have a general poetry night, and then we're going to have a free-for-all, you know. So that's how that's going to work. Okay, so I will keep everybody
keep us posted
throughout the year. Yes, sir. Now I'm back to what I do best.
Okay.
This piece is called. Okay. This piece is called. Dang it, I forgot the name of the piece, and I just wrote the piece this morning. Oh, anyway. It's called Waking in the Morning.
I think he's having a senior moment.
Yeah, I'm having a senior moment. Okay. Hopefully I get this right. Awakening in the morning. I opened my eyes this morning to see people. Okay. I opened my eyes this morning to see people, to see the people as they are. And night comes and people's turn into something else. Come the sun over the horizon, for whatever reason, monsters, like many humans, have always been monsters. And it takes spiritual mental weapons to destroy monsters. I awakened this morning solid in thought. Self-defeat is not a man's repertory, only victories guided by the daughters of creation's Mother Earth, whom sustains me. All for right reasons for this journey, humans and monsters alike call life, I've awakened in this life prepared for whatever comes in this life. For whatever comes after, humans fight this earthly spiritual war on this dirt reason. I go to war from a much higher elevation of air for what has arrived before time. Yet still, as I have become, I awaken to me those monstrous spirits had forward many, many wars we lose, and many more victories of how to fight more spiritual diligently. We were created out of this experiment from the God gene, and we continuously awaken within it until we awaken in its truth or start trying to reach realization, the awakening in peace. That's Mr. Boston from the Boston Chronicles. In peace.
I like it. I like it. Now, see, you need to start
you like
more
that,
and stuff and stop hiding from us. I like it a lot.
Bro, this is time-consuming.
Hey. But, hey, Danielle, didn't he just tell us he was kicked back in the office and he's a boss man now?
Sure did.
On the desk. You know, okay, so you don't have no excuse, Mr. Boss, man. You,
no excuse at all.
y'all trying to work, y'all trying to work me. Hey, y'all trying to work me. Now y'all got to give me a weekly bonus.
No, we only repeating what you said. You the boss, make it happen.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to make it do it. I'm going to do what to do. You know what I'm saying? All my money go back into the business, so I don't worry about it.
I know that.
You
right.
know, so I start making a profit, then I can start paying myself. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I hear that. There you go.
That's 5 years down. That's 5 years down the way. You know what I'm saying? So
okay.
Right now, it's just... I do what I have to do to make it work. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I do.
Yeah.
You know. And then you know, I was trying to hire two guys that I was standing on the corner selling drugs, and I was just trying to get. I was trying to hire them so I wouldn't see them go to prison or go to jail or get killed on that corner. And you know what
mm-hmm.
they told me? I don't have to work. I can stand out here all day long and sell soap. And I said, well, then, but what you selling dope, but you killing your own people. You killing your own people. I said, I used to do the same thing. Now I'm trying to make a way for you to do something legal, and you don't want it. But you get mad because I hired a white boy. Huh? What is that?
Because they don't know better.
Yeah.
They haven't known better, and they don't know better, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty much the way it goes. It's sad, but that's the way it goes.
Yeah, it is, you know. But
yeah,
it is what it is, you know. It is what it is.
Yeah.
All right, y'all, I got to get back. I got paperwork to do. You know what, I'm going to let y'all run. I'm going to let y'all run this gamut, man, and y'all keep on doing what y'all doing over here, man. I love what you're doing, John Robertson. Hey, brother, you know, so y'all keep on doing what y'all do.
All right. Appreciate the presence here tonight, my brother, and I look forward to you coming back to see us soon. And we will definitely be praying for the success of your ventures. We've already spoken that.
Well, every Sunday that I'm sitting in my office, I am going to call you.
All right.
That's what
y'all
I am going.
That's a verbal contract.
That's a verbal contract.
All right.
Hey, Danielle, I ain't heard from Danielle in a long time either. How you doing, Danielle?
I'm around. I'm a new grandma. I'm still around.
New grandma.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yep. Thank you.
All right, now let me get off this line so somebody else can get on, because I can keep y'all know
all
I keep y'all here all day. All right. Bye bye.
All right, my brother. One love, one mic. God bless.
All right.
One love, one mic.
Wow. It's good to hear from him. I haven't heard from him in a long time. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And it's also good to hear, even in the midst of the chaos, that good things still happen.
Oh, definitely.
Are still prospering.
Progressing, yeah. They're progressing, prospering, yeah.
That's right. I love it. I love it. But we have one more caller on the line, and I don't want to have her waiting too long, although it took her a minute or two to raise her hand. But
the shade.
Let me bring on this next caller. That's none other than Gina Storm.
Hello, Gina.
She's mutating. Gina, you muted. She might be away from her phone.
Gina, hello, are you there? Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to play a song, and we'll see if she comes back. And if she doesn't,
okay,
we'll keep it moving right on. All right, so here we go.
I'm not afraid. like the rain will never end. The Red Sea is in front of you. Pharaoh and his army behind you. But my brother, if you look your head up to the sky, God has not forgotten you. And his angels will camp around you. But he'll never leave you nor forsake you. His word is true. Did it for me. Every boy or girl.
To every boy or girl. Let's feel their smile is gone.
See, I know.
I know exactly how it feels to lay in the bed at night.
All night long.
And cry.
Tear after tear.
And cry.
Gina Storm. Hey, Gina. Happy Sunday.
Hey, Paul. I changed phones.
Little technical difficulty there, huh?
Yeah, but it's okay. It's okay. You know, it's one of those things, and I know that it happens. So my thought was, well, I got another option. That's okay. I'm just going to talk to you while my phone's on the charger.
There you go.
I'm just happy to be here. Happy Sunday.
Yeah, I'm glad that you're here. I'm glad you're here. I'm always glad to hear. And
we save
the best for last. What you think, Danielle?
Well, I brought my partner.
Yep.
All of the famous three are here, so thank you for that.
Oh,
I don't believe that I'm
baby.
The star. But Juliana said she wanted to freestyle another piece, and I told her she was welcome to, because she said, when is church?
Absolutely.
And I said, it's now. She heard, brother. Oh, and she heard. No. The phone. No. She listened because I was Mr. Boston too. Yeah. So every caller that we got to when I got here, I couldn't raise my hand until I was finished making sure that they don't leave anything behind because they have school tomorrow. So So mm-hmm. I thought, kind of like on a school night, they need to be, when they walk out the door, ready to go home and go to bed. You know what I mean? So this is always mm-hmm. a perfect
okay. for
the Sunday nights that I have them, and they have school the next day. Because the last two Sunday nights that I had them, they did not have school on Monday. They stayed with me until Monday night when their mom got off work. So we don't have that privilege tonight. So okay. Julie decided she's going to give herself a poetic name, and we're going to do a collab. Well, I'm going to let my oldest
brother. Did you say Juliana's going to give herself a poetic name?
Yes. She said, because I just what well, I told Julie, I was like, so it's true. I said, well, what's the
school
them? Right, right. She said, well, you know how your dream of storm, she said, I want a name for myself. So I said, did you give it some thought? She gave it some thought, so, yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, girl. I like that. And just remember.
All right, Andrew.
Next Sunday is Youth Sunday, so it starts at 8 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, that's better for us. But like I said, this Sunday night, I had the privilege of my daughter was going shopping anyway, so she's bringing my grocery list, so I won't have to go shopping in the coming week. So them being up a little later and me having Julia an extra Sunday, this always works out.
I know that's right. So I'm going to just hush and bring on the fabulous Famous Three. What say you there? The mic is yours.
All right, all right. So Julie's the oldest of the Famous Three. Juliana Denise is going to be a physician. For those of you who don't know, she's been really adamant about this since birth, basically. And lately she has become so enthralled with poetry. She wanted to spit because, like myself, she's growing up in church. So she understands that the inspiration factor is where we come to praise and worship. And I'm going to let her introduce herself. She's going to kick off our collab.
I'm Juliana Crowder. But for my poetic name, I was thinking of being lightning and thunder, like in Gina Storm. I'm titling my piece called Neighbor.
Awesome.
Neighbors are family. And if you don't know what family is, then you don't know what neighbors are. And if you don't know what neighbors are, you don't know what love is. And if you don't know what love is, you don't know the word hallelujah and peace.
And when she said that if you don't know your neighbors, it's probably family. Because a lot of times they're just people that we haven't been introduced to yet, honestly. This is one of the kind of kids that has never met a stranger, really. Like, she feels like people are just friends that she hasn't introduced herself to. I love that about her. I had to teach her stranger danger, and it was something that I didn't want to. But that's the kind of world we live in. She has been in an awesome place and time in this space in the last couple of years, especially where next door neighbors and those who live across the street look out for us individually and collectively. I'm talking about when she's at home and when she's here with me. Her and her siblings, the combination of them is the Famous Three. And now Juliana decided that she wanted to be Thunder and Lightning in honor of me being Jenna Storm. And that's what you do in family. So we have the benefit of having neighbors who became kin and kin who became strangers. But the reality is this. God loves us all, so we love our neighbors as we love ourselves, because that's the way we should do it, y'all. I'm so happy and privileged every opportunity that I get to do this. I'm usually just Gigi when I have the Famous Three, but on some occasions, Juliana decides she wants to be on a mic with me, so I had to introduce her to all of you, Thunder and Lightning. I'm Gina Storm, and that's our piece.
You know, I'm still stuck on the name she chose for herself, and you know, it's powerful because, number one, she is your grandchild, Gina Storm.
Yeah. She'll be 10 this year.
she's like how old this year?
10. In September, she'll be 10.
Wow. Lightning. And what was it? Lightning and thunder, right? Juliana?
Yes.
Girl, I hope you know what you just spoke over yourself. But that is a powerful name. And, you know, I have no doubt whatsoever that you're going to live up to it.
And I believe so. Yeah, absolutely.
The growing process. I can't wait to see the growing process. Because just on a little bit that
absolutely.
I've been with her, she's shown me some growth. And man, look, Gina, you done a
good
thing.
She loves it. I love that she loves it. Like the famous three, they don't mind saying, that's our Gigi. She, you know her as Gina Storm, and that's that piece. That's their little speech. They'll do it if they have to. They really don't want to. And my thought was this. I remember when my grandmother had me doing pageants and modeling, and I didn't like it, and my mother said I could stop. So I'm not force-feeding this. Juliana set up to the table. So, I'm lightning, you go, girl. That's
like,
my baby.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. And you know
there's
what?
There's no
that reminds
here.
Me of from the X-Men. You know, Storm, the character, Storm from the X-Men. She's one of
yes.
my favorite characters. She is one
mine
of the
too.
Strongest X-Men there. Although they don't portray her as that. But if you go back into the
no.
beginning with the comic books, Storm was no joke.
Mm-hmm.
Storm was
very
no
powerful.
Joke. So,
absolutely.
You know, I'm waiting to hear your power, Juliana. I'm just hearing the beginning of it, girl. You got a fan already.
Oh man, I know I am. I absolutely love this. Thank you so much, Paul, for having us. I'm glad we got a chance to get in queue before they had to, you know, put their coats on and leave for the night. But I knew if we got a chance, we would come, you know, if it was possible, because this is the highlight. Like, when I usually get them on Saturday morning, maybe afternoon.
Okay.
I got them on Friday night. And the first thing she asked us was, are we going to Inspiration Factory on Sunday? Of course we are.
Now you have to. Can she hear me?
She can hear you.
Yes.
Okay. I want you to know I'm upset with you, young lady. Because when your Gigi just told me that you came in asking about coming on to this show tonight, you got me sitting up here with my eyes looking like they want to start tearing up. You done brought out my sensitive side.
Beautiful thing.
Thank
yes.
you, Pastor
yes,
Paul.
Is.
My baby said, thank you, Pastor Paul. Yeah, she knows.
Yeah.
She knows this is church.
Hey, look, she's good. She got me wrapped around
yeah.
her finger already.
She's my baby. I'm saying, she grew up with a pacifier in one hand and a tambourine in the other.
Wow. Okay.
She was a Percy Carey from the church.
We're going to have to get together at some point and go to church together physically.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow. Well, I'm going to let you go because I know you want to walk them to the door and hug them and kiss them and all that good stuff. But I
absolutely.
Want you to know we were praying for traveling mercies for your trip home. I don't know how far it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, and they go
across
town. And I always tell my daughter, let me know that they made it home because, you know, they cross town
absolutely.
And go home. I'm on the other side of town. Things can happen
yeah.
just you know,
think.
From one side of town
exactly.
to the other. So thank you.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Giuliani, I just want to continually encourage you to stay true to yourself and to your inner poet. You got some things to do, young lady. Love you for that. God bless you, too. And I hope to hear you guys next Sunday on Youth Sunday, but if not, the next time you can. But until
absolutely.
Then, God bless you and protect and cover you.
God bless you.
One love,
one love.
Thank you.
One love, one
sweet. Adorable. I love her. Oh, man. Oh, Danielle, did you want to say anything to them before they go? I'm sorry.
I always love to hear from the babies. And, yes, I want you to keep on picking up your pen and writing and reciting your poetry. Don't ever stop because you got a gift, baby girl.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
mm-hmm.
you.
She's so excited.
Welcome.
Thank you. Because she was smiling this whole time. Her and her sister both lost a tooth. She lost one at the bottom. Danny lost one at the top.
That's all right.
Oh, wow.
I know. So they were
right.
smiling all weekend. So this just made her
all
smile
right.
wider. I appreciate y'all so much. See you next Sunday, guys.
All right.
All right.
One
God
love, one mic.
Good night. One love, one mic.
One love.
What better way to end this platform? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Juliana just made my week. Oh, I tell you, out of the mouth of babes.
Well, out of the mouth of babes. Yes.
Yeah.
It's the truth.
Yes, I want you to tell the folks what it is you have in store for us this week on the not on the Inspiration Factory, on Epiphany.
Okay.
Before we begin to wind down, if you would.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, on alternating Saturday nights with Poetic, I am one half host of Poetic Therapy, and that's a place where you can come and relieve some mental stress through some healthy conversation and some open mic poetry. My co-host is that awesome mountain man, Stan the Man Phillips. On Wednesday nights, I am in the Love Zone where I co-host with my awesome, beautiful, sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. VIP. Now, the topic is up in the air, but I'm pretty sure whatever we come up with, you're going to love it. So y'all come on, get caught up in the Love Zone. And that's Wednesday night at 9 here on Epiphany Radio. Back to you, Pastor Paul.
Why, thank you for that, Danielle. Also known as La Perla Negra. For those of you who don't speak Spanish, that means the black pearl. You know, those are very rare and valuable. Very rare and valuable.
Yes, they are.
You see, I can do other things than throw you under the bus, Danielle. See?
I had no doubt about it. Trust me, I had no doubt.
Oh, wow. Thank you. So you know what time of the evening we have reached.
Yes, I see. Yes. And this has been an awesome show. And thank you once again for having me. Let me ride side saddle or shotgun, whatever they call it, and join in the praise and awesome poetry.
Thank you for letting me rope you in.
It's all good. I'm going to leave y'all hanging.
You know, I miss that my buddy is not here tonight so I can get him to do this one public service announcement. But since he's not, no problem mm-hmm. doing, because we make sure that this public service announcement is made each and every Sunday. And that is, for those of you who want to share in the strength that we have in our walk, those of you who want to share in the confidence that we have in knowing that we good, those of you who want to know this Jesus that you hear us talking about, hit me up. Hit Van up. You know, we'll be sure to share what we know with him so that you can make a educated decision. It would be remiss of us not to share the joy of my life with you, because I love you guys and I want to make sure that you're all happy like I am in the midst of anything. He got you.
All right now.
I'm going to pray the program out. And I got one more song I want to play. And then we're going to be gone. But I appreciate all the callers. Y'all know I tell you every Sunday, I get more from you guys than I could ever give you. And, you know, I'm humbled by the power that you bring to the platform. And I'm humbled by you guys hanging out with me each and every Sunday. You know, but we family, that's what we do. So if you don't mind going to the throne one more time with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this platform this evening, Father God. Yeah, we thank you for your presence and what you brought to this platform this evening. Father God, as Juliana and her family heads back to their homes, we ask your traveling mercies upon them, Father God, that no hurt, harm, or danger comes nigh them, that they make it home safely. Father God, for all the callers and those that wanted to call in and for whatever reason could not, we ask that you would continue to bless them, to cover them and hold them until we meet again here next Sunday. We'll be sure to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory that is due your magnificent name. And it's in the precious and mighty name of Jesus the Christ that I pray. God bless you.
I won't be Much fear, precious.
You're making my brother.
And today,